Hi there, Chris. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. And of course, Lulu wanted me to get on the line here and get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. How's your day going so far?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
Good, good. Now, I'm sure you've used Google yourself, right? You're probably also familiar with that local map. Yeah. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price?
Not really. I mean, right now money's pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's actually my job to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. It is a month-to-month service, and the calls come to you, so it's not like a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a simple, fixed, flat rate. Now, obviously, like I said, it's my job to make this affordable, being that, you know, you qualify for that reduced rate. It's going to save you quite a bit here. Now, as far as pricing goes, you're looking at $199.00. So it bills once a month for that exact amount. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate, that exact amount. We can target both residential and commercial clients anywhere in that 20-mile radius, even just outside it if you want to, because, again, we're not just going to draw a big circle around you. We can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, there's going to be a website included at no additional cost, because it is our job not just to list you where people can see you. Of course, it's our job to give them the reasons to call you. So we will build, host, maintain, and update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Everything that a potential customer would want to see. They can learn about your company, your services, your service area, even see, you know, before and after photos, things like that. Now, I know it's a brand new company. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
Me, my wife, well, fiance, her company, everything's in her name, and I'm basically the authorized agent. And my best friend is talking about quitting his job and helping us. We just bought a piece of property out by Stroud, Oklahoma. And we're moving out there here pretty quick, we hope. But, yeah, money's pretty tight, so.
Nice. Well, I mean, you're in business to do business, and congratulations on getting your business up and going for you. I mean, the whole point of this is to save you money on advertising and get your phone calls and jobs. I know that it looks like Lulu attached here an Angie Leads, right? Home Advisor powered by Angie. Is that a service you're using right now? Are you paying for leads currently?
Yeah, I'm paying $4.55 a month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, this is actually designed to be more affordable and more profitable than something like Angie's, because not everyone uses Angie's. And everyone who does knows they're going to get multiple phone calls. They're using that service because it's a shared lead system. Every lead that you get goes out to a handful of your competitors. So, you know, usually they're looking for the cheapest guy. This, though, is going to have your phone ringing. People are going to be able to find you without knowing the name of your company, and that's important. It's a new business. So traditional word of mouth is not really that reliable factor of getting you new jobs, but every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who can use your services again, recommend you to their friends. You're doing lawn care and tree care, right? So like recurring lawn maintenance is going to be a big part of recurring.
I mean, we're doing basically any kind of handyman service that we can. I mean, we're doing tree trimming, tree removal, tree stump removal. We're doing everything. I was a mechanic by trade until here recently, so I've even been taking a couple mechanic jobs here and there to make ends meet.
Well, that's actually pretty good to know on my end, because you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. as long as it's a service that you're able to provide, something you want people to know that you do, something that you want to list on the website that we build, when people type in those keywords, as long as they're in your service area, you know, they'll be able to find that website, find your company on that first page of their search as one of the options for them. Obviously, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. You could even type in your own business name and search for your company specifically, and you wouldn't be the only company that pops up. But when someone does a keyword search for those types of services, having your company be one of those options gives them the opportunity to pick up the phone and call you. And that's exactly what happens. Again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. The calls come directly to you from someone who will have taken the time to take a look at the website that we'll build for you. By the time they decide to call you, it's pretty much because they want to hire you. They're hoping that you're available, that you answer the phone, that your price is fair. It's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And whether it's recurring maintenance work or someone who's hiring you for a specific job, of course, that same person can hire you for a different job down the road, being that you offer so many different services. I think this is going to help you get your phone ringing, help you get the jobs that you're looking for. I definitely know it's more affordable than Angie's.
Can I add a call to this? I don't really know much about business yet. This is new to me. Can I add my grandma in here who has ran her own business for many years? And I mean, sure. I think it's a good idea, but I've ran through like $70,000 in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll give me just a second and add my grandma, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. Not a problem.
All right, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I absolutely am.
Grandma,
hello,
are you there?
Yes, oh,
hi.
I am.
Hi, my name is
Paul.
Hi
there.
Pleasure to speak with you. So Chris was saying that you've run a business yourself for a very long time, and congratulations on that. Now, my name is Paul. I'm with Local Splash. We're a digital marketing firm, and we're a partner of Google. So we are calling Chris to see if he wants us to help him promote his company, where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made that first page of a search on either Google or Bing for the keywords related to his services. He was saying he offers a lot of different services, and when someone types in those types of things, as long as they're in that 20-mile radius of him, his business would be one of the options for people to see. And, of course, we would build a website, too, so they would have all the reasons to pick up the phone and call him. It is a month-to-month service, and that means, of course, no contract. You guys can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you could pause the service seasonally. Of course, we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Now, it is not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. So again, like Hey Siri, if someone does a search that way, you'll be one of those options for people to call. Now, the website is included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. In fact, if you're one of those types of business owners that would like to make changes to their website on their own, you have a website editor tool as part of your tracking and reporting system, your client dashboard. So you or anyone, your fiance, can make changes to that website as well. And Chris, it is, again, that flat rate, that month-to-month, exactly $199. It is a young company. You said you're trying to move pretty soon and that your budget is tight. I want to make this as affordable for you as I can. There's normally a setup fee of $99, but I'd be happy even to waive that initial setup fee. So it would just be the $199 as an out-the-door cost. And again, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it would never go up on you no matter how long you choose to keep the service.
Mm-hmm. Well, It does sound good. It sounds like something that would work for them. But I have some questions for you, Chris. Are you doing Angie's List?
Yeah, I just ordered today. I just went and did my first bid today, and I got another one to do on Friday. I actually got the first job today, but it's only an $80 job, and I'm hauling off a car, so. And I paid $20 for the lease.
So that's, again, something that you're not going to face here. With Angie's, you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not, and those lead fees can add up pretty quickly. And it's hard to budget
right.
for. You know, it depends on how much they think you might make for the job. If it looks on paper to be a bigger job, you're a lot more likely to pay more for that lead, but not really any more likely to get that job. So with us, you know, the calls come to you. You're one of those options when people are looking for you. Pretty much everyone uses Google. And you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it would just be that fixed flat rate, that $199. It's a lot easier to budget for than paying for leads. And, of course, you know, it's a lot more affordable, too.
Grandma, it sounds like a good deal to me. I mean, I'm pretty
Yeah, it does to me, too. You know, I Google everything.
We all do.
Google is my best friend, so.
It is.
You know.
I mean, it's the world's content at the touch of a button or two, and we all keep that information in our pocket or purse, and we grab it, you know, 10, 15 times a day sometimes just to find something that we're looking for. So having your business listed there, you know, even though you're a younger, smaller company, you can compete with the big boys and the ones that have been around for a long time as long as you're on that first page with a website that people can see. As long as they're in your service area needing your services, they'll see your company as one of those options.
So you're guaranteeing that if I pay you the $199 a month and I type in lawn and tree care services near me, I'm going to pull up on that first page every time?
And it wouldn't be just for those keywords or those specific search phrases.
I know that, but I'm just saying if I did that, I'd pull up on the first page every time.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, as long as it's in your service area. Now, we're not going to draw a big circle around you. In fact, one of the things that we would do next is have what we call a client interview. One of our technicians will speak with you in detail about all of the services you want to be found for and exactly where you want to be found. So we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you want to be found. And as long as someone is in those areas for the services and search phrases that we create and build content for on your website and all the other directories, then you'll be one of those options. We're a Google partner. You know, if anyone ever tries to call you and tell you that they're Google, Chris, they'd be telling stories, because Google will only make these phone calls to businesses if you have 100 locations or more. Everything below that falls under the responsibility of the Google partners, and we are a Google partner. We've been in business ourselves since 2004, and we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, and I've got clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense, and nobody cancels on profit. Our business model is actually to provide a quality service at a fair price. Again, as a pricing director, my job is to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time, because your success is our success.
And that's what I need.
Yeah. Give me your name again and a number where you can be reached, because I think my husband would be interested in this also.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My name is Paul.
Uh-huh.
And my toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. My direct extension is 746.
Okay, give me the last four numbers. 877-635.
6225, 6225.
Okay. Chris, it sounds like a good, pretty good deal. Would Chris get a referral fee for if he referred my husband?
He actually would. By referring your husband, if your husband uses our service as well, the very day that your husband makes a second payment, then Chris gets a free month.
I see. Okay. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I need to ask you something else. So have you, are you under contract with Angie's List?
Yeah, for 12 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm stuck with that $4.55 a month regardless for the next 12 months. But that there's nothing in the contract that says I can't work with anything else either.
Right, right.
Getting your phone ringing, getting the jobs coming to you. Now, in my experience, Chris, and I've got clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the Angie's that you've got or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads and chasing down those leads, especially it's a shared lead system. So the same exact potential customer that you're calling, you know, four or five of your competitors paid for that exact same lead and they're chasing down that same person. So a lot of my clients, you know, they're more than happy when their phone is ringing, and when they're able to, they scale back on those leads. So this is going to help you not only to get the jobs that you're looking for and have those calls coming directly to you, it might even help you to offset the cost of what you've got with Angie's, because it's a very profitable service. And this is what I was saying before. You're, like you said, you're a mechanic by trade. You can do handyman work, the lawn and the tree care, you know, haul away things. I mean, there's so many different things that you can be found for, and everybody has a need. And you know, I think even the customer that calls you for tree care, you know, you might see something that you can haul away and say, hey, is that something you want to keep? You want to get rid of it? I can haul it away for you. I mean, once you get your foot in the door, so to speak.
That's the last job I just got.
Yeah. Once you're talking to someone, once you're with them.
This sounds like a really good deal, Chris. I just hate to see you stuck with two payments, you know.
Well, this is month to month. It has to work or you can cancel. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm reducing it down to the $199 and still including that website. So it's not going to cover our cost, you know, in that first, second, or third month. We look long term to earn your business. And like I said, keeping clients on board is how we've been successful. It is, though, month to month. We would lose money. We would lose our shirts. We wouldn't be able to keep our doors open for 20 years if we were offering our service below what it actually cost us to provide in the first month if we weren't able to keep our clients on board for the long term. After a couple of months, it makes sense for us to do that at that reduced rate. That reduced rate, it's kind of a promotional rate for a new business, but it's not an introductory rate. It's just designed to make it more affordable for younger companies. And then hearing your story and the money that you're spending and about to move and everything like that, I wanted to not only reduce the cost of the service, but waive your setup fee, make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. And of course, it is month to month, so we got to get your phone ringing. But I think you're going to be successful enough with this that it's going to help you to pay for the Angie's leads too that you're kind of stuck with.
Okay, I could probably swing the $200 today.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I got in the bank. But, Grandma, you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I really do, Chris. It sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do this thing, Grandma.
Okay, honey. Well, I've got to get off the phone. I'm out, and they're already honking for me. So.
All right. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, too. And you do have my number. If your husband wants to use our service as well, Chris will definitely get that referral bonus, that free month.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you for jumping on the call here. I appreciate you. You have a great day.
I accidentally hung up on
him. Oh, that's okay. I wasn't sure if she was still on the line or not. So it's Casper, right? K-A-Z-P-E-R, Lawn and Tree Care. That's the name of the business.
Casper, K-A-Z-P-E-R-S, Lawn and Tree Care.
So S, but no, not the apostrophe S, right?
Yeah, well, it's apostrophe, yeah.
Okay, because I was just wondering, it looks like Angie's just has it without the S and without the apostrophe S. And the other thing it wouldn't be the first time, that's for sure.
We've got an email in somewhere in this email. I just ain't looked at it yet.
Okay. And then they have an address here, but I'm kind of under the understanding that your business is service based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. Nobody comes to you. There's not a showroom or physical location that you would want your customers to know about.
No, there's not.
Okay.
No,
so the 1708 West 63rd Street, is that your residence?
It's actually my grandmother's residence, but
okay.
Yes, right now we live in a camper trailer in the backyard. But,
I gotcha.
We just bought a piece of property and we're moving to Stroud, actually.
That's fantastic, and congratulations on that. So, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the home, right? And they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. And they certainly wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on that door any more than you or your grandma would, especially since you're going to be out in the field doing the work most days. So you're just going to be listed, you know, city and state. We can update any information at any time. So you said you bought a new property, right? So you already know where you're going to be moving.
Yeah.
How soon is that move going to be?
Probably later the end of this month.
Later the end of this month. Okay.
We're going to keep coming to Tulsa to work, though. So.
Yeah, that's going to be like a good place, and it's, you know, kind of centrally located in the bigger city is going to be better for you, meaning more opportunities for more jobs. And then Chris, is that Chris?
Yes, Chris.
And then, okay, and Lulu never did get your last name. Is it like the business name?
Perry, Perry. And my wife, the business is actually in my fiance's name, Michelle Stoll.
Gotcha. Yeah, you did mention that.
I'm just an authorized rep.
Well, you know, having the minority owned business, I think that's a good thing. And a lot of business owners, a lot of people I speak with are doing just that. They set up the business in their fiance's name and their wife's name. The other thing I wanted to say, like I say, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. Everything has that click to call feature. We'll be promoting your existing phone number. And the number that we're on now, Chris, Mr. Perry, the 918-264-1081, is that the number you want your customers to call, the business number you want on your website?
Yes.
It is perfect.
Yeah, Shelly's more of a I've been to prison, and it's just hard to do anything in my name. I'm pretty much making all the decisions. It's just a matter of I have to run it by her and make sure that it's cool with her, but
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, and then if most of the time you just get phone calls, everyone's going to call you, but if they decide instead to fill out the contact form that the website that we will build, it will have a contact form. So, you know, they can kind of tell you where they're located or where their business is and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away, Chris, when someone's trying to contact you. And if they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. They're not going to pay extra for those leads. And anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you know who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, it can be a personal email. That's fine. We would just hide it.
We've got caspersloanandtree@gmail.com.
Okay, so that would be with the A-N-D spelled out in the case of the email. But for the business name, it is the symbol, right? The ampersand, not the A-N-D spelled out?
No, it's A and D.
It is, okay, because Angie's got it as the ampersand. They got the symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled out. But you're saying even in the branding of the business name, the and between the lawn and tree, that is A-N-D spelled out, right?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
And it's okay. I've got that fixed. It wouldn't, like I said, not the first time, or even, you know, after a decade of it being, you know, now it's Angie Leads, but it was Home Advisor before that. It's still kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie. I think it's really Angie powered by Home Advisor, to be honest with you. But, you know, a decade ago it was Service Magic, and I remember talking to business owners that were using Service Magic. Same exact business, they just changed their name. But I've seen all kinds of misinformation, you know, even like not just the business name misspelled, but complete, like the wrong services and things like that. I've run into all of that on Angie. So I think this is going to help you out. Like I said, that client interview is designed to really kind of talk to you about how you want your company branded online. We'll get very detailed information. So you said it was CasperLawnAndTree at Gmail, right?
Casper's CasperLawnAndTree at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So that is a business email, and that will be something that people will be able to see right there on your website. Now, we are going to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. It takes about a half an hour. You want us to brand your business as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a mission statement or a slogan, anything like that. Of course, again, like I said, we'll talk to you in detail about your services and your service area. And then how did you want to take care of that initial payment, that $199, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, Crystal?
I believe it's a Visa. Let me dig out my wallet. I forgot all about that. Oh, shit. I've been working on my car all day. I've got a 2010 Acura TL that
okay.
I bought. Not too long. God damn it, I can't get in my... I forgot I pulled a pair of pants up over top of my shorts to go do that bid on that job.
And your wallet's in your shorts.
Yes, sir. All right. Here we go. Let's hope it's in here. Oh, it is. Thank God. You never know with me. Is it what? It's a Visa.
Chris or Christopher on the card, or any middle initial?
Christopher Perry.
C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. No middle
yes,
initial.
Sir.
And that would be a Visa card if it starts with a 4.
Yeah, it's 4031-6312-5163-4926.
And the expiration
month? 12/29.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
041.
Okay, I got 041.
And that is actually a prepaid card. Is that going to be a problem?
That is not a problem at all. So I've got 041 on the back. I've got December or 12 of 2029 for the expiration date. And that card was 40/31/63/12/51/63/49/26.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, one of the other things that I need to do here, and this is because we're a Google partner, it's required that I read a voice verification that actually does get recorded through the computer. It actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost of the service, that we are, in fact, including the website at no additional cost. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Chris, it's actually pretty straightforward, though. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Perry. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Casper's Lawn and Tree Care.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Perry, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Christopher Wayne Perry, and I'm just an authorized representative for Michelle Stoll.
Okay. And as an authorized representative, you are, in fact, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course. And then non-contractual, again, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Now, it says,
yes, sir.
Oh, and for the billing information, that Visa in your name, of course, you are authorized as a user on that card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Chris, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Perry, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I'd give it my best shot.
Well, that's good, because when you get phone calls, it's going to be from someone who saw the website. They're going to be wanting to speak with you about your services, one or more of your services. It's going to get you the work that you're looking for. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well here with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies, and like I said, there's no direct conflict there.
We have some stuff on U.S. directory, too. We have a website and stuff.
Okay.
On
Gotcha. No conflict. Well, let me put it this way. We do what's called the NAPW audit, which stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you. We'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else to create online content for you. You definitely won't need to. But we are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. We want everything to be current and consistent for the branding of your business. I mean, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's why I have that as Casper's Lawn and Tree Care with the apostrophe S and the A-N-D spelled out between lawn and tree. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being month to month, with the setup fee waived, the website included, Chris, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 6th of November, in the total amount, the reduced rate of just $199.00. And again, that is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and in this case, we'll be doing and including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. That website, that custom website, is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $199. And once again, that rate's never going to go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Chris, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Perry, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Chris, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email with our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, the support email. If you've got a pen handy, though, or if you want to type it into your phone, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
I'm actually in my car, and I think I got a pen in here somewhere. I did have. Just a little bit ago, but that was a little bit ago.
Exactly.
Now, where's my paper at? Anyway, this paperwork came out. All right, that is what?
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And it's simply option one or extension one to reach our client support team. And you can reach a live client support team Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Okay. Now, you can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or maybe the next business day if they get that email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that link via direct text message. And when you receive either that text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, I do have spots available for the last 2 hours, which would be at 4 o'clock or at 5 o'clock. Would either of those work out for you today to receive that half-hour phone call?
Today, the time is now 3:30.
Tomorrow
would be better if we could do it early in the morning.
We've got 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11.
9 o'clock would be great.
9, okay.
And I got that.
You did, okay. So if you open that up, it's going to say something like, hello, Christopher, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. We sent a copy to you. And then it's going to say a little bit further down, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on it, it's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus, okay? It's pretty much everyone's main focus. One out of 10 people will use Bing, and we're going to make sure we promote you on Bing as well. Now, it looks like you're already ahead of me. You've gotten to the part that says username and password, right?
Yep. No, okay. It was, but it ain't doing anything. It's a blank page right now, but.
Yep, it seems to be doing that because, I think, because it's really, we're trying to fix it because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. So last week, it would take you to the login page because the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks that your tracking system is already active. But neither of which is actually the case at this point. We have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. So at this point, it's not going to that page anymore, but it's going to a blank page, which, you know, we're still in the process of getting that sorted out. Your login credentials are on the welcome email. Looks like our system has caught up and sent you that one. It's your phone number that we're speaking on. This is your username. You can't change it. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account, so it's already in our system the same way. But it's just the numbers of your phone number with the area code included. Only numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses. So 918-264-1081, that's your username. Big clicks, all lowercase, no space, that's your default password. You can change that at any time, though. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. We've got your follow-up call scheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow. At 8 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now as well. That's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. The other thing I wanted to do real quick here is just to add an additional layer of protection, a little more security on your account, just a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us they're with Casper's Lawn and Tree Care, even if it's you, Chris, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the security answer. And anyone, this is important, anyone who calls you, especially like a week from now when your website is up and active online, of course it's designed to get customers to call you, and that will happen. You may also, though, get phone calls from someone maybe claiming to be Google, even if they claim to be Local Splash. Please make sure that they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information right away, just let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, that's the tip off to the rip off right there. It wouldn't be us at all. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the 6th for exactly $1.99 and never a penny more. So just be careful with the calls that you get. Now, your options here for your security question, and even tomorrow when our technician calls you, he or she will have that information. It's the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City you were born in.
City you were born. And then what is the answer?
Also.
Okay. And then if I am available tomorrow at 9 when our technician is ready to call you, might be at 9, might be a couple minutes after 9, I'm going to try to keep my phone line open so that I can be on the beginning part of that phone call, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to our technician. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. Start thinking about maybe some photos that you might want on your website. But anything and everything can be changed, updated, added to at any point, especially when we send you jobs that you're proud of.
I think so far we don't even have a clean photo. This is a brand new thing. Today was the first day that I've actually, the first bid I've actually.
No kidding. Wow, brand new. So that's exciting. So as you start taking on jobs, if you want to, feel free to take a photo or two here and there. Send them to us, and we will do the rest. If you want to do it yourself or have your fiancé add those photos to your website, you'll have access to that website editor tool. And keep in mind, whether you add changes to the website or whether we do, there's no cost for that. It's just exactly that flat rate, that $1.99. Our technician will be calling you right out or shortly after 9 o'clock tomorrow. Welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you.
I'm excited to... I appreciate your help, man.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your time and taking the phone call. You've also been kind and patient, and I appreciate that. You have a great day, Chris. You take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Perry. Bye now.
Bye.